The meeting of the Citizens Commission on Elected Salaries has begun. It is 6:01. We will begin with roll call.
Okay. Ronald?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
Diane?
Present.
Randy? Sherry?
Here.
Julie?
Here.
And Pandora. Okay.
Okay.
All righty then.
And then briefly, I know that you guys already did an introduction last time, but Julie wasn't here, so I wanted Julie to introduce herself as well as everybody else.
Okay.
Kind of give a little introduction of yourself also.
Okay, so I moved to Tacoma in 2009. I worked for the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department for about 10 years. Left there just 2 years ago to work for a labor union, and so I do that now. I represent actually City of Tacoma, Pierce County, all of our local South Sound areas.
Oh, wow.
And,
which union?
Teamsters Local 117. Yeah. You do know me. I wondered if it would click. So I live just up in Hilltop, and I'm pretty excited to be doing this.
Welcome to our family.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So, Julie, I'm Richard Wilkinson. So I am a mayor's appointee to this commission, although I have never met either mayor.
Oh.
So
okay.
Until
Strickland.
Until she came to this commission meeting. I'm associate vice chancellor for organizational effectiveness at UW-Tacoma, which is a very long title. I was actually a very small team. I really like it there, and I like the UW-Tacoma's commitment to the city of Tacoma. So I've actually only lived in Tacoma 4 years when I took the job here. I was a terrible Seattle snob for many, many years until I moved here, and I realized what a cool place Tacoma is. And now I'm all into Grit City and talking about those Seattle snobs and so forth. My background, there's a requirement the commission have an HR expert, so to speak, and a legal advisor. So I'm the HR expert. So I was HR director for the city of Redmond for 15 years, left that, went into Global Health, worked both at an NGO and with the Department of Global Health in Seattle, and then came down here to Tacoma. So that's my medium brief.
And I'm Sherry Barrera, and I live in Northeast Tacoma, and I teach in Federal Way, and have been teaching in Federal Way as a special ed teacher for 27 years. And
eventually you'll get it right, yeah.
and I just keep doing the job. And that's what I do. I'm involved with, I'm also an AR rep for our union for the special ed, for our special ed group, and we're working on our contract and stuff, so that's what I do.
Oh, by the way, I live 2 blocks from here.
It's convenient.
Across from the Grand.
Oh, great movie theater.
Yes, 240 feet from our front door.
No kidding. Well, I'm Ron Malm. I'm the chair of this lovely group. I am a chemical dependency professional. I am on vacation for a while. I actually have a construction background. I'm a drywall finisher by heart and trade. And I have stepped into the professional world to change things and to try to make a difference in people's lives. And I was lucky enough to get accepted into this commission. It's been a lot of fun for the past few years, and that's all about me.
So which part of Tacoma do you live in?
I live off the 56th and Pacific. Not too awful far.
Diane, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Diane Conway. I am a partner at Gordon Thomas Honeywell, which is Pierce County's largest law firm, where I practice environmental, land use, and real estate law. I have been on this commission since its inception. I am the lawyer representative that was appointed by the then lawyer, by the then mayor, Marilyn Strickland. I live next to Point Defiance Park, that area. And, I have two border collies and who are outside, so you can't hear them barking. That's about it.
And Julie, I know we've already met and had our little brief introduction prior, but again, my name is Chantra. I'm HR assistant here with the city, and I kind of got drafted to do this, and I'm still here. Okay. All right, so then moving forward, next topic on our agenda is discussion of mayor and council members' salary. I wasn't exactly quite sure if you guys had any suggestions or any extra research or anything like that that you guys would like done?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I want to know what the Spokane mayor and council get paid.
Okay.
I find it very annoying that they present their information in hourly rates. I discovered a whole new exempt category of or non-income category. So I want to know what they actually get paid for a year. I think that would be important information for us to factor in. And I think it's been frustrating for me not to know what their annual salaries are. So that would be one piece of information I'd like to know.
So like an updated 2018 mm-hmm. salary then? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why they presented, they're the only one who presented information in a less than direct fashion.
All right, I'll look into that. Is there anything else that you guys would like to...
It'd be kind of cool to meet the new mayor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
to see how excited, what she brings to the table and how excited she is to be the mayor of this beautiful little city we call home. And, to get to know her prior to, we met Mayor Strickland at the end of the term.
Right.
And heard what she had to say about her job, how she felt about it, and what her direction was. But it'd be kind of neat to be able to meet the new person that took the position and see where they want to take our city.
I think that for me, it would be really telling to see if this person wasn't willing to come and speak with us. I hope she is. But
she seems pretty open.
Yeah,
I saw her at our MLK breakfast, and she seems like
I'm sure Victoria would be totally fine coming to meet with us. But here's a question: maybe we want to think about before having her come to talk. She was on the council for a number of years, and now, of course, is mayor. I was thinking whether we should resend her on the survey that we did a couple of years ago. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago that we had that survey go around.
Oh, right.
And it just seems like something we should do routinely, just to kind of see how, because we have several new council members at this stage. Now, a couple of them are brand new.
Right.
I was thinking about this. I thought, well, maybe we should wait until like June or something. But because they're still getting their feet underneath them, I don't know if they have their committee assignments yet. But we certainly, as of a year or two ago, I know I can't remember his first name. Is it Kevin or Ken Blocker? And there's somebody else that was new at that time as well. So we have a different membership of the council now than than there was at the time we did that survey, the first survey.
I think that's a good idea. I'd rather just to piggyback on that, Diane, is to talk to the new mayor first, and then talk about doing the survey afterwards. I like, particularly since she has both hats.
Right.
It would be interesting to get her perspective. You know, it's always a struggle. What's the fair compensation for elected officials? And getting her perspective, I know, as Marilyn Strickland said, it's very awkward for elected officials to talk about their salaries because, you know, it's almost like not appropriate for them to do so, and yet there is still an expectation that they be fairly compensated. So anything that would help us get a perspective on, you know, how to get closer to getting this right.
So do we have somewhat of like a guideline of what we'd like to ask Mayor Waters when she comes in, or would this kind of be more like a
improv kind of thing?
Like an impromptu, would just like to know what she's currently doing, what her perspectives are, difference from being council member to now mayor, or how did you guys want to approach this?
No, I think it's, as Ron said, it was kind of more open-ended. We're setting salaries. We at least like know what who the people are that we're setting salaries for. I guess for me, though, I would also like, it's not just completely wide open. I guess it would be helpful, like Diane said, what's your initial impression about the contrast between mayor and council? Right now we have the salary of the mayor, about double that of a council member. What's her take on the, her role versus the city manager's role, which is still a point of, how does she see that starting out? If she has a perspective on pay, let me hear that.
Okay.
And who does she, anyway, maybe that would be some.
And I think impromptu would be, and open-ended would be a lot, you'd get a better read on somebody than if we just had questions that we had a fit within her with, because we can kind of piggyback off of things she says and go from there.
And each other.
Even at 7, we're not a large group. It's not
no.
That
no.
We're going to inundate her with questions.
And it'd be nice to see where she sees the job, what she sees it as.
Yeah.
And
okay. So for our next meeting then, were you guys just interested in having a sit down with the mayor? And then, like Diane mentioned, or I think like you mentioned, do the survey afterwards for the following meeting?
I guess in some way I almost like to know from the mayor, Woodward, how does she see, what's the best way to collect information? That's, to get insights.
That will give us a new line of questions to hand out to the council.
Yeah.
If we take what she says. I don't know why I'm piping over here. She's not there, but.
She peeks out from ceiling tile.
Okay.
All right. So then for our next meeting, we'd like to have an updated 2018 salary for the nearby cities, along with try to schedule a meeting with the mayor.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be great. And again, Spokane. What's your real scoop on Spokane?
We will get Spokane.
Yes.
Was there anything else that you guys would like to discuss?
Discussion item that's not related to the mayor, I would like to make a motion to propose that there be an addition to the agenda of the next meeting date and on the agenda. So it's like when I go home, I can plug this into my calendar, like the next meeting in my calendar.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay.
I don't know if you need to
know. I don't know how formal this is, so can he add the next meeting date onto the agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good reminder for us, yeah.
Okay.
I'd be interested in mayor, how the mayor sees her. Who does she see as her peers? We're looking at this array of cities. Who does she see as who really is, the comparable?
You mean what cities are comparable and
from her perspective, for her job? Or
okay.
I mean, it seems I'm not sure that there is a perfect comparable, just because of the charter and the uniqueness of Tacoma, and yet. What's the frame of reference? Where would she look to and say, oh, God, I'm getting taken advantage of? Or, this seems kind of fair. I'd just be curious. I mean, it seems like a good union question, isn't it? Comparables?
I love my comps.
That's right. I think it's just harder at the elected level than for other jobs.
Yeah.
There's just so much variance.
Okay. I did send out just a quick email on Friday asking if the mayor would be interested. I haven't heard back yet. Although I did not send it directly to her, I did send it to her assistant. So I'm still waiting to hear back on that. But I will I'll have an answer for you guys by our next meeting.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wonderful.
Yeah. She may have questions for us.
Sure. You're good. Are you guys also interested in if maybe any of the other council members would like to come in and chat with you guys, or are we just looking at, we just want the mayor?
I certainly wouldn't be opposed to having other council members, but my first touch would like to be, for me personally, I would like my first touch to be the mayor.
Okay. Okay, Julie.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, we may want to meet with the council another time or do something with the council, but yeah, the mayor is the key.
Okay. Got it. Does that wrap up?
I think that I think
we're setting
we've talked out.
Okay.
We're setting records.
All right. Cool. Then I guess if that's all we have for our discussion of mayor and council member salary, we'll go ahead and move forward on with the review of the minutes. And I did also send you guys an email, a draft copy of them. I did make corrections to August. Diane, I'm so sorry. There's two N's in it now.
No worries. common problem.
Oh, I should pass this around.
Yeah. I got it.
I
know I'm good.
You guys got
it
all got
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I got it.
I was in there last time.
I'm not getting things. I don't know what's wrong with my email.
You take it in good faith.
I always have to follow up with you with a phone call.
Yes. My email's, for some reason, I'm just not getting my stuff. Well, we've all reviewed the minutes. Is there a motion to accept?
Sure. Motion.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The meeting minutes have been approved and will be signed.
I'm just curious, Julie, if you have any questions for us, or you've already met with Rhea?
No, I met with Chandra, and not at this point.
Okay.
It doesn't mean I won't, but
yeah.
Good enough.
Excellent.
What's our next meeting?
It's at the bottom of the agenda.
Our next meeting is May 7th.
May
7th. Yeah, that's what I was thinking it was. It's not in here.
It will be here. Facilities is actually doing some renovations in the other building that we've been meeting, so we are permanently kicked out for now until they're done. So I went ahead and just moved the meetings to here.
Great.
Perfect.
All right.
And
I move that we adjourn.
And I second the motion. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
All right.
Meeting is adjourned. Diane.
Hey, Diane.
6:20 p.m. The Citizens Commission on Elected Salaries meeting is adjourned.
All right.
All right. Awesome.
Video. Thanks so much.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Good February.
You too, Diane. Thank you.
Good night, Diane.
Bye.